We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. Welcome to this week's edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by our friends at Shelter Insurance. A special treat this week, a conversation with Norm Stewart, the man whose statue stands outside of Mizzou Arena, the all-time winningest coach in Mizzou basketball history. On Saturday at Mizzou Arena, Missouri paid tribute to the last conference championship basketball team at Mizzou, the 93-94 Tigers, who went unbeaten through the Big 8 Conference. We'll talk to the coach about that and other topics when we return on the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
It was the 1993-94 season. Melvin Booker, Reggie Smith, Lamont Frazier, Javon Crudup, Mark Atkins, Paul O'Linney, Kelly Thames, a young freshman from St. Louis, and others. Walk-ons like Chip Walther and Jed Frost helped Missouri win the Big 8 title, and the Tigers did it in impressive fashion, going 14-0 through the conference season. Saturday at Mizzou Arena, that team was recognized late in the first half of Missouri's win against South Carolina. Prior to the game, I had a chance to sit down with head coach Norm Stewart.
Well, first of all, it's great to see you. It's been too long. It was great to see you in Virginia walk into this building today. But I want to begin with this. As we all get older, I think we change things in our lives. And I want to begin with a thank you. A thank you to you for the way you treated me throughout the number of years that we were together, but also from the very get-go. I came in and was working for Rod Kelly and then eventually placed Tom Doerr, and you made me feel at home from the word go. And so for that, for all those years ago, thanks, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you, Mike. That's awful nice of you. We've had great people, as you know, and you've been one of the great ones, if not the best. Certainly one of the greatest, and really I just felt fortunate as I look back and see all the people who did our ball games, did the basketball at the University of Missouri.
Do you remember how you signed your book for me back after the 94 season? You had a little thing at your house. You said, come here, I got something for you. You handed me a book, and on the back cover it said, hey, Mike, You're pretty good for a guy with a speech impediment.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just a little that Shelby County humor, you know. Always got to be a dig. That's a thing, really, that I like about athletics, that everybody is there to keep everybody in the position, you know, that they belong in. We're all just people, and a lot of talent. You've got a tremendous amount of talent. But we're still just people, and it's fun to be around guys that accept that. I mean, I had some of the great players, you know, but they were still, and like last night, we were with a great group of guys, over 50 guys, but the team, the undefeated team was special, and but they're still just regular guys, and of course, jabbing one another, just unbelievable.
Coach, it's hard to believe that it's been 25 years since the last conference championship in the sport of basketball here at the University of Missouri. And your team did something that year that was very special in going through the league unbeaten for the first time ever.
Yeah, I think it was maybe somebody had gone before, but it had been quite a few years. Usually somebody's always done something else before, but I don't remember right now. But it's hard to believe it's been 25 years. The guys looked great that were here last night, and we had a fabulous time. Time does go by. That's why you try to make the things that you do worthwhile, you know, and make an effort to do something to help and leave things a little better than what you found it.
You know, you brought in a couple of guys a few years before that by the name of Melvin Booker and Reggie Smith, and they still are very close to this day. Who would have thought that Melvin Booker would become the Big Eight Player of the Year and a guy who was also mentioned on a few All-American teams?
Oh, yeah. Melvin is a great guy. Of course, his son, Deion, who I wish would have matriculated here at the university. I think maybe if I would have been here, that could have happened. But anyway, Melvin was a great player. And, you know, he was not highly recruited across the country. And so when we got him, we really felt good about that. And he improved to the point when he was a senior, he was the most valuable player in the league, not just on our team, but in the league. Tremendous player, great guy, and his son's just like him.
You said about that team that it was a group of guys that collectively were so much better than the individual parts. You had guys like Paul Olney that came in, Mark Atkins that came in, Javon Crudup had a role. Everyone understood their role, and Lamont Frazier. I mean, let's not forget him, just how valuable he was to that team as well. But they all knew their role on that team.
Yeah. If you take a team, if you select a team, you want a point guard, you want a three-man, a middle man, and you want a center. And there was no one really that filled those positions. We didn't have a true center. Javon Crudup was truly a four-man. And we didn't have a three-man, and we didn't have a point guard. And it's kind of like it's what you learn in a small town. You know, everybody takes turns, you know.
As you look back on that group, too, and I want to focus on some other things before we're done, but, you know, early in the season, struggling in Central Missouri, get beat by 52 at Arkansas. But then against Illinois in the final game played in the old arena on Oakland Avenue, the triple overtime game really served as a springboard going into conference play for this team, didn't it?
Well, I think we had won some games up to that point, and we were coming back from the shock of getting just hammered. And that game, I think, gave everybody the confidence then to do what they did in the following ball games. But it was such an interesting team. It was so easy to coach after that Illinois game and after a couple conference games. Guys just understood they were going to win, and they figured it out. And when a team does that, boy, it's really easy. And that was a completely enjoyable year. And what's fun about it now is I'll see somebody and maybe from another team, they'll say, you know, we beat you guys that year. And I say, wait a minute, did you play for Arkansas or did you play for Notre Dame? They said, no. I said, well, then you didn't beat us.
As I look at the fact that over the last couple of weeks, the decision was made to retire Derek Chivas's jersey and also for John Brown to finally receive that honor. I was so thrilled inside to see both those guys have that opportunity. As you look at that decision, just kind of give me your thoughts on what was your reaction when you found out about it.
Well, I was absolutely just thrilled for both of them. John Brown was the first national player that we were able to recruit to come to the University of Missouri, and he's also from the state of Missouri. And it really was it turned things. It was a big point. Had we have not gotten him, I don't know if the talent that followed. The thing that did follow was it seemed that Missouri was producing, and not a great number. And I always said this, at that time, they were producing maybe one player, championship player, per year, the entire state. And so we, in order to stay competitive, you have to almost get the player that's in your state, or you did at that time, or you couldn't recruit out because somebody would say to you, you know, their own players won't go there, so why would you go there? And so by John Brown committing to the University of Missouri was really a big, big thing in the total program. Derek Chivas, on the other hand, then follows. That's years later. And now it's, can you recruit nationally? And we were already into Detroit. But we got into New York and found that we could gain some interest there. And, of course, Derek wanted journalism. And so, and he was a serious student. And he came here for journalism and got his degree. And turned out to be the greatest scorer in the history of the university by, 500 points?
As you think back and I look at those jerseys, and yours is up there with them, you've got a connection to everybody that's up there.
Yes, Bill Stauffer was the first one who was retired, and Bill was such a great player from Maryville. And he graduated in 52, and I came in the fall of 52. A tremendous individual, just absolutely fantastic. And then after that, they retired Willie Smith's number. And Willie, of course, was on the championship team, Kim Anderson. That's one of the players, again, that was pivotal for us, getting Kim Anderson to come here. Great player. I don't think a player has ever done what Kim Anderson did in 1 week. And I think if you look back, I think he scored 38 points in a game, and I'm pretty sure it was against Kansas, and 31 in the same week. And I said, you know, 78 or 9 points, whatever he scored, it was a bunch. I said, there's a lot of guys that play 4 years and don't score that many. He did it in a week. But just the idea of those guys' names and those numbers being up there, Brown and Chivas, as I've told them, as they age a little bit, they're going to appreciate the people who watched, and it was part of their life. As you know, it was a social thing to do, was to go to the basketball game.
I'm going to close with this because it's hard for me to believe that it's been 20 years since you prowled the sidelines, but I think about the impact that you've had in your life, not only here at the University of Missouri, but more importantly, on the life of others. And I think about a little thing that started with a conversation between you and the late Jerry Quick about creating this thing to create awareness in the fight against cancer, coaches versus cancer. And it started at the University of Missouri. And I think of what that has evolved into as a national program. Coach, the impact that you've had has been remarkable in that program.
Well, It's like a team, a coach, or anything else. You've got to have a good team. You got to have good players. I've said this many times. There's a story behind it, but the person that should be getting the recognition is Virginia, and because she's put all that together. She did the TV program. She did so many things to get fans to go to the ball games on the road. Well, you know, when we started, it was a battle. The things at the end, people that were there at the beginning remember, but at the end, it was nothing like it was when we began. And she was there for the whole thing, and she was the architect to put everything together.
Great to see you. Thank you for your friendship.
All right, Mike. Good to see you.
That's Mizzou legend Norm Stewart. And I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks again for listening to the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Mike Kelly, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.